Hello, this is Steve Ashley with the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Today's show was inspired by some of the wonderfully rich red sunsets we've been having recently here in southern Spain. My opener was composed by one of America's great march kings, Kerry Mills, in 1907, Red Wing. Leonard Lee and the Wurlitzer in the KSTP TV studios in Minneapolis with Red Wing, an Indian fable, from an RCA Victor LP released in 1958. That Wurlitzer was originally installed in the 3,000-seat Capitol Theatre in St. Paul, which was remodeled slightly in 1929 when the Paramount chain took over, and was moved to KSTP in 1957. An obvious choice for a show themed on the colour red is, of course, Red Sails in the Sunset, which dates from 1935. Len Rawl recorded this track on the Wurlitzer in the Musical Museum Brentford for his At the Fireside CD. Thank you. The Lady in Red, another popular song from 1935, written by Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel for the Dolores del Rio musical In Caliente, one of Busby Berkeley's lesser-known films. Ron Rode was playing the Robert Morton in the Music Hall Kansas City for a CD released in 2001. Moving forward to 1948 and to Red Roses for a Blue Lady, which in 1949 was a hit for both the Guy Lombardo and Vaughan Monroe bands, and which was revived in 1965 by Burt Camfort and Vic Dana, a dancer and singer discovered by Sammy Davis Jr. This gently swinging arrangement is by Kevin Morgan, and the organ is the Moller in the premises of organ builder Lockhoff in Weikersheim, Germany. Beaumont recently released a CD called Sunderland Revisited, an album that I was proud to be involved with as the mastering technician. It featured the Compton in the community hall of Ryhope Sunderland, which has now been adopted by Kevin Grunnell to promote concerts on a regular basis. From 1910, this is a Henry Lodge rag, Red Pepper. Thank you. Red Pepper, a spicy rag. Howard Beaumont and the Compton formerly in Black's Regal, later Odeon Sunderland. Little Red Monkey was an instrumental novelty tune recorded by and which charted for Frank Chaxfield and his orchestra in 1953. The song was a children's favourite, helped by a vocal version by Rosemary Clooney, and it was also the theme for a popular BBC TV crime series of the same name. It's back to the Wurlitzer at the Musical Museum Brentford for this arrangement by Donald McKenzie, the house organist for the Odeon Leicester Square.
Thank you.
Red Hot Mama, a jazz number from 1924, given that smooth treatment by Jerry Nagano on the Barton in the Rialto Square Theatre, Joliet, Illinois, and recorded during the 2011 edition of the Pipe Organ Extravaganza. Once a very popular annual event running over Easter weekend, the last took place in 2012. To round out today's red theme, here's Bob Ralston and another Barton in the Opera House Pella in Iowa with an Edwardian song from 1914, When You Wore a Tulip and I Wore a Big Red Rose. Bob Ralston, formerly arranger, pianist and organist for the Lawrence Welk Orchestra, with When You Wore a Tulip and I Wore a Big Red Rose, closes today's Hot Pipes. Hope you've enjoyed these eight songs featuring the colour red, and that you'll join me, Steve Ashley, next time for more great music from the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Bye-bye for now.